Here's the thought I'll title Vacuum Dust. Some of you may remember a while back I shared some ideas about dealing with dust, particularly the dust that gets on your sensor and makes those big out-of-focus blobs in the sky in our images. And in a nutshell, in case you missed that one, my advice was to point your camera down to the ground as you remove your lens, put the new lens back on, and then immediately do two cycles of sensor cleaning. That seems to eliminate a lot of the dust. And of course, every little spot of dust that we eliminate is a spot that we don't have to eliminate from each and every digital capture that records that blobby dust. Well, shortly after I posted that tidbit, I got an email from Rob Monta of Boulder, Colorado, with some more advice, and I just want to add that here because I think it's a great idea. He writes, "When you remove your lens from your camera, you essentially create a small vacuum that sucks air into the space as you remove it. Of course, with the air goes any dust, so the tip is to buy a good quality 1-inch or so paintbrush, and before you remove the lens, brush around it to remove any dust, lest the dust get sucked into your camera." I think that's brilliant, and probably most of us do carry some sort of brush with us just to brush off the dust and dirt and whatever that gets on the front of the lens. So we probably already are carrying one. But just in case you're not and don't want to go out and invest in a brush, I know it costs $1.99, but it might be one more thing you have to manage and carry and purchase and etc. In case you want some idea related to this that maybe doesn't involve the brush, here's my variation on it, and that is once you've rotated the lens to disengage the locking mechanism, then very slowly remove the lens from the camera body so that it doesn't create such a powerful vacuum that sucks the dust up into the camera body. I suppose, in the spirit of true confession, I have no way of proving that this will not suck in dust, but it seems, from my limited understanding of physics, that it might be a possibility. So either brush the dust out from around the mounting collar of your camera where the lens and the camera join, or try this method of pulling the lens away slowly, or both. And who knows, maybe there's some other good ideas too. All I know is it's all-out war for us photographers fighting those nasty little dust things that get in there and make the blobbies.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.